This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, September 4. The Trinity and Prayer. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Christians believe that the one God exists in three persons: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our minds cannot sort out all the complexities of this mystery, but prayer is a wonderful way for the mystery of the Trinity to find application in our lives. A basic understanding of prayer is that it involves all three persons of the Trinity. We pray to the Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. What this means is something really amazing. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit live together in loving harmony, each one glorifying and supporting the others. And when we pray, the three persons of the Trinity also graciously include and support us. Our prayers connect us with the interchange of God's love and amazing work in this world. Here's a picture of what that looks like. When Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended on him as he was praying, and the Father said, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." When we pray, we participate in the same self-effacing love that unites the Trinity. The love of God is extended to all who have been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray because we too are the beloved children of God with whom he is pleased. Pray with me. As I pray to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I thank you for giving me your love. Help me to share your love with others. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.